This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The University of Colorado Boulder is telling students living in one dorm on campus to pack up and move to new buildings. CPR's Paulo Chalceta has more.
CU has confirmed over 670 cases of COVID-19, and that spike has led to a need for more isolation rooms. That's why the university is moving out all residents of the Darling North dorm to reserve those rooms for people who are infected. At a press briefing Friday, Governor Jared Polis said it's unlikely that CU's campus will close.
It would not be constructive for them to be sent away. That would be very dangerous. If they were dispersed across the state and country, that would set off many other outbreaks.
Health officials say the majority of coronavirus cases in Boulder County are now linked to CU students. I'm Paulo Chalceta, CPR News.
The federal government is sending nearly $3 million to assist victims of the shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The money comes from the Anti-Terrorism and Emergency Assistance Program. It will help fund counseling for victims of the attack and for the wider school population. It will also support mental health care for any of the first responders who were traumatized and pay for victim security at court proceedings if necessary. The attack last May killed one student and wounded eight others. One attacker has been sentenced to life with the possibility of parole. The other alleged participant is awaiting trial. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Lakewood police say they shot and killed a man allegedly involved in a deadly shooting outside a Walmart this morning. The police department says officers responded to the scene after a man in his 20s or 30s was shot and killed while sitting in his car in the store's parking lot. The suspect fled into a nearby neighborhood where officers confronted him, and police say the suspect shot at officers who returned fire and killed the man. And coming up on All Things Considered, Joe Biden leads President Trump in the presidential election nationally by a substantial margin, according to an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, but he is underperforming with likely voters of color. Then federal unemployment money has been cut off for nearly 2 months now. A stalemate in Congress over a new stimulus package has left many without enough to live. Those stories are up next on All Things Considered from NPR on Colorado Public Radio. Stay tuned.